Hello and welcome to a Juno Afternoon. Today's show is a collaboration between KTOO and the Black Awareness Association of Juno. I'm your host, Christina Michelle. And this week, as we continue to celebrate Women's History Month, we have a very special guest, feminine coach and motivational speaker, Buki Ayo. She's joining us via Zoom all the way from Amsterdam in the Netherlands. I first learned about Buki when I was planning a trip to Holland and was researching the top things to do in Amsterdam, and Buki's female empowerment dance classes came up. I was immediately sold. I texted my girlfriends right away and told them we have to go check this out when we get there. But then 2020 hit and our plans were postponed, so we still haven't made it to Amsterdam yet. But thankfully, I was still able to connect with Buki through one of her online courses. And her energy is just so beautiful. I'm grateful that I got to be a part of the program. So when I learned that we were talking about Women's History Month, of course, I thought of Buki. And thankfully, she was gracious enough to join us today. So thank you, Buki, and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Yes, I'm excited that you're here as well. So tell us about yourself and about your business.
My name is Buki Ayo, as you just said. I am a 30-year-old woman. I was born in Belgium, and I have a mixed background. I have a Nigerian father, a Belgian mother, but I grew up in Belgium, but I'm now living in the Netherlands. So I've been living here for 11 years because I studied here, and then I kind of just, you know, I stayed here. It's a nice country, and there's a lot of culture, and I really like that aspect. There's a lot of Black people, and I like being surrounded with people I can relate to. I'm a former professional dancer. I still dance a little bit, but now as I have just become a mom, my body is still adjusting to being a mom. And also, as you said, COVID hit, so there's not really any space now to actually dance or take classes. So I'm just taking it easy and, you know, getting my mom stage on. So I'm currently focusing on my company, which is Femtitude, and this is a company where I teach women and also female entrepreneurs towards, you know, full embodiment of their feminine essence. And it just sounds a little spacey, and I always have a lot of people telling me, like, what does that actually mean, feminine essence? So just a quick, you know, update. What is feminine essence to me right now in 2020, at least, is awakening your feminine energy. It's healing your self-esteem, and it's nurturing the connection between your body and your mind. And I do that through dance and body movement, also in a combination with coaching, as you have already experienced.
Yes.
That was through Zoom, but we couldn't actually dance in a moment. We had some exercises, but there was a lot of self-growth assignments. And I'm currently doing one-on-one coaching. As soon as we can, I'm going to be having my events again and retreats, and currently also working on a new online program.
Yay! That is so awesome. What are the events, what are the retreats going to be focused on? Are we talking about like 1 day, 3 days?
Well, I was going to do 3 days, but then, you know, all of the lockdown here in the Netherlands got prolonged. And I said, okay, maybe if I do 1 day, but now it seems that we still can't have 1 day. So I wish I can do 3 days, but it really depends on how long this situation is going to keep existing. And in the meantime, you know, I'm just trying to be available online and in one-on-one coaching. But I would love to do 3 day retreats. Why? Because in 3 days you can just tackle so much, you know. Yes. And it's this full experience. And because I really believe in sisterhood, I think that these 3 days are really going to make that connection between women who are, you know, all working at the same time on themselves. It's going to make it even stronger. And then this growth, even if I'm thinking, oh, I don't know how to do this, there's going to be women around me and surrounded who actually help me with my own growth, or who can, you know, who I can look at and think, oh, that's how she does it. Maybe I should try it that way.
Right.
And then I'm going to learn from that. I hope that I can do 3 days, but, you know, as I said, we just have to see. But if we can do 3 days, then we can do 3 days every month, you know? Who knows? Who knows what the future holds? I hope we can do it really soon, because I'm excited to just, you know, go to a beautiful location where we can leave our phones alone, no doing the dishes, no cleaning the house, just focus on your growth and focus on being in this beautiful environment with all these like-minded women and this beautiful energy. And I think that is going to have like a magical effect on all these women. So
yeah. Absolutely. Wow. Well, I look forward to hearing about that because I am coming to Holland. I'm coming, or the Netherlands. I don't even know. Sorry. I keep intertwining them like they're all the same place. I know they're connected.
Well, they kind of are. I call them the same.
Okay.
I mean,
all right, good.
I understand. They're the same thing. Let's say it right now. Holland, the Netherlands, the same thing.
Okay, perfect. So, Buki, like the women who come to you, like what do they typically seek you out for? What are they looking for?
You know, in the past, it used to be physical confidence in their bodies because it was really, I started as a dance class. And then, you know, it was looking in the mirror at how our bodies moved. And then at the end of the dance class, we had a moment of coaching, group coaching, where we would sit in a circle. But most of the women who came back then, they wanted to feel comfortable in their own skin.
Yeah.
And now it has grown into this, I feel comfortable as a being. You know, I'm here. I'm a woman. I want to feel good as a woman. And I don't want to feel as if I have to be in this masculine environment and I have to pursue this masculine lifestyle. But it's okay to take a step back. It's okay to admit that you're not okay. It's okay to ask for help. You know, all these things, this is these are the type of people who want to grow, who feel like this is the moment for me to stop being stuck and to ask for help, but ask for help in a genuinely nice way and not somebody telling you to just stop crying, you know, but somebody who's going to listen to your story and think, okay, I can actually relate and maybe share their own experience. And then they feel this connection and wow. They have new girlfriends.
Yes. Yeah, they have new girlfriends. And it sounds like they have new sisters, too. I love that you're very much about the sisterhood. And it's Absolutely. Something that it's so important for us as women to have those connections. So,
yeah.
Especially, like, I don't have biological sisters. But if you ask any person outside of my family, they'll probably tell you I have 10 sisters. Because I'm always like, oh, my sister, and my sister, and my sister. So I personally really connect with that desire, you know, for sisterhood. So Buki, tell me what inspired you to go into your field? How did you decide to get into this?
It was actually not necessarily me wanting to pursue a career in this. It was actually me coming from a period in my life where I had a burnout. I was suffering from a burnout. I had gone to therapy and after 1.5 year of therapy, I said, okay, but now I want to do something. You know, I feel better, but there's nothing out there for me where I feel safe to keep on growing. And I didn't want to just grow with my therapist. I wanted to grow with my friends because I was always home alone, just watching Netflix. And I said, okay, what can I do? So I was looking for a space where I could move my body because that's what I knew best at the time. But where I wouldn't feel judged because, you know, the dance world is a very hard world. Let's just call it a hard word. And we're very judgmental because we really aim for perfection all the time. And I was so fed up with aiming for perfection. I just wanted to feel good enough. I just wanted to move my body without having to think, okay, this choreography has to be perfect. I just want to move and experience. You know, that's the key word was experience. And I was looking for a space where I would be able to do that. And I couldn't find it. And I thought, okay, well, I have the opportunity to rent a studio. So I said, okay, I'm going to rent the studio for 1 hour a week. And then I'm going to invite people to come. So I started promoting on Instagram. And all of a sudden, there were like a lot of people responding positively. I said, oh, okay. So I was actually doing promotion for like 3 weeks only on my Instagram and a little bit on my Facebook. And at the end of these 3 weeks, I had more than 120 people signing up. I was
wow.
like, dude, it's not big enough. So that's when I realized, okay, this is something where a lot of people are interested in. And it was definitely in a time where you had Leah Janelle and Pumfidence, you know, all these American dancers and teachers who were very into high heel dancing. I think that the Dutch people, or at least the people here, they felt really a sort of connection because they were like, wow, feminine dance. And it's such a big thing in the USA. Let's do it here too. But then you come here and you don't really see these places. So I kind of rolled into it, to be very honest. It wasn't a very conscious decision. This is what I'm going to do. It was like, it started out as dance classes. Then I felt for myself, okay, I'm healed in this physical part or this physical area, but I want more. I see a lot of people and I recognize what they're going through. And I'm like, okay, this is how I got healed from this situation. Only a dance class, you know, I said, okay, maybe I should do a little bit more. So that's when I became dance and coaching. And now throughout these past 2.5 years, yes. Oh, it's 3 years. Whoops, 3 years. You know, it has like transformed into coaching where body movement and dance is the tool, is a tool at least, not the only tool, because there's a lot of, as you noticed, like Zoom classes, et cetera, and one-on-one coaching where we don't necessarily use a dance studio. But as I am a very physical person, as you can see me,
yes.
But so you see my arms is moving all over the place here, and the listeners can't see that, but I'm a very, you know, physical person, so I move a lot, and I think dance is one of the ways that is the easiest for me to express myself and also to make it clear to people what I'm trying to say and how they can feel and how they can use their body to heal their mind and their soul. That's kind of how I got into it. I was looking for a space myself, and then I started upgrading, and here we are today in 2021.
Yes! Who, if anyone, inspired you, or who do you look to for mentorship or inspiration to kind of keep you going in what you do?
It's a hard question, because here in Europe, we don't really have many Black women who dance. There's not a lot of representation. Let's call it at that. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of Black women or female representation. I was still at school, actually. Yeah, I had a Black teacher. He was teaching nutrition, and he could notice that I wasn't feeling well. So I was already struggling with my burnout back then. And I said, I'm so lost. And there's like no one I can look up to or whatever in this world, because they're all white, really skinny women and ballet dancers. And I feel like I can't relate. And he said, you know what, you should Google Misty Copeland. And, mm-hmm. you know, she is the principal dancer of American Ballet Theater. Or what is it? Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, I saw her and I was like, who is this angel? How have I never heard of her? You know, and even though I'm not I'm trained in classical ballet as well, but I'm like a modern dancer and I'm an all-around dancer right now, but I didn't pursue a classical ballet career, but I could so relate to her struggle of being like the Black girl who started dancing late. I didn't start dancing late. I started when I was 7, which is like a normal age, but I did feel like when I started dancing professionally, like I was already late, because that's when I was 17. People had been dancing professionally or like at a really high level since they were 4. So for me, I would say Misty Copeland, because she embodies this strength, female strength, force, but also this feminine elegance. And then I don't mean like she wears dresses and high heels, but it's just like you can see her embodying herself as a woman, herself with her qualities and her passions, and she does it so effortlessly, yeah. So soft, that I don't feel like she's aggressive in any way, even though she had to. She really worked hard and she struggled to get where she is, because, you know, in ballet, unfortunately, we don't really see a lot of Black principal dancers. So I can relate a lot to Misty Copeland in that way. But for the feminine energy, maybe I've just not come across the right people. That could be it. But I haven't really found like a mentor in that way.
Okay.
I must admit, I have a business mentor who is a man, a white man, and he's very masculine. And at some moments, you know, I do really need that masculine push, like, okay, Bookie, you're still relaxing. You're still taking a break. Maybe now is the time to go do something. But I'm still really looking for a mentor helping me with my feminine business.
Okay. So,
if any of the listeners have any ideas, please contact me and let me know.
Absolutely. That's what this is all about. It's the sisterhood.
Exactly. Yay.
Yes. Well, Buki, let's take a quick break right now, and we will come back. And when we do, I really want to hear about some of the challenges that you've had, because we're talking about women making history, and you know, a lot of what you are doing is really new. It's innovative. It's creative. And so you're making history in your own way. And I know that there are challenges that come with that. And so I would love for you to share with us about that when we come back. Is that cool?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So we'll go to a quick break and we will be back in just a moment.